whenever that happens, there's always traffic concerns, and you're going to, you might be seeing a viral video later today, because apparently a state trooper in Kansas wanted to make a video and did so, explaining one of those things that everybody should know how to do, but yet don't. And it's something that may be one of your pet peeves when you're out on the road. This is a state trooper talking about merging.
It's called an acceleration lane, people. When you get into the interstate, you've got to accelerate to be at the same speed that people are traveling on the interstate. I'm not telling you to jack up your speed and go way above the speed limit. Don't do that. But I need you to be going the speed limits.
I need you.
As you merge into traffic, because it totally jacks everybody up that's in the lanes traveling down the road.
Doesn't it? There's nothing worse than somebody who doesn't like get to speed, and you have to let them, and you have to slow down. You got to merge. It's a two-person thing.
That's right.
It's an agreement. We've talked about it before.
But you do have the yield sign.
It's an agreement, okay, for you and the other drivers to work together to continue the flow of traffic. And that doesn't mean that you don't let somebody merge.
See, that's
because
how
they
he
have
is.
To yield.
Roadkill
that's you.
Is a...
You have to be better about that.
You have the yield sign.
But if there's nobody in that other lane,
move over.
Move over. Just be a nice, decent person. You are now. Yeah. I didn't want to bring this up, but.
And we're not.
Well, you know what? I am. Because you have to learn.
Wait a minute. Roadkill touched a nerve this morning. Okay. I was already going to play this clip of the state trooper and not. But there's another issue going on that some of you may be doing right now as you drive to work, and you shouldn't be, okay? Laura came in this morning and was a little wound up.
I woke up in a good mood, and then this set me off because we're buddies, we're friends, and I don't ask you for much. And
that is true.
If there's...
She doesn't. There's not a lot of high expectations when it comes to roadkill.
But if there's one thing that I wish got into that thick head of yours, was something that I've been bringing up nonstop, and after Monday, my rant on What's Your Point and how this affected me so much, I thought I was going to crash my car. I have 7 holes in my windshield divots and I have to get it fixed. I pulled into the parking lot this morning, and what do I see on top of your roof? Snow, and that you know it snowed, and what happened on top of that? Ice. So when you're driving down the highway at 65, 70, 75, and that flies off and hits the person behind you, and you cause an accident, I will not go to that court trial. I will not.
Why would you?
Because you know what? If you were a good person and did one thing that I asked you to do, or anybody to do, is to save a life, and to do that, it's a law. You know, if a cop saw you, you get a ticket?
Not now.
I don't know as though you'd get a ticket.
Yeah.
I don't know
that much.
You get a ticket. However,
get a ticket.
That is pretty funny.
Not that much.
I don't think that, but I don't think they're stopping people for that much.
Yeah.
I don't think they're stopping people that much. But regardless, when you're driving, when you get up in the morning, you got to knock that snow down because
especially when it's covered with a layer of ice that flies off and it's going to go.
All right, calm down.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have lit the fuse. I apologize. But I will say I got hit with chunks last week that flew off and you grab the wheel and you're like, oh my God, you know, that's the kind of, so I understand the fear. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I saw it. I rolled it. I was like,
you're one of those.
Okay.
And you know what's funny?
Winner.
What made me think, back to when I was going on my rant the other day after I had that scary moment.
Yeah.
You said, I'm a short guy and I can clean off the top of my roof. That was your quote. And
this morning I took the long one out of the car because I think Amy used it last and then brought it and it sat in the apartment. And today I pulled out on my, it's still in the apartment.
So you're too lazy to go back up.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go.
I'm just going to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
You made the call.
Yeah, I did.
You made the decision. You know.
And I would make the call again.
Okay.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. You're not helping yourself here.
No, you're not helping yourself at all. And you just keep laughing about it, and then when you get pulled over.
Well, like, I saw it, and I went, oh, not great.
That's not like
you even noticed it. He came in after me, so I didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm like, you're the guy that I talk a lot of smack about.
Right,
I'm driving by. I'm not as impassioned as Laura.
Well,
but
you
don't
have 8 holes in your windshield currently because of that.
I was never that impassioned until it affected me, and I thought I was going to crash the other day.
Did you at all this morning when you made that conscious decision?
Yes.
To not go in and get it. Did that cross your mind at all?
Oh, no.
And I have to be honest, it wouldn't have crossed my mind.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the first thing I thought of either.
Wouldn't either, that Laura had...
No.
I wouldn't... Nothing against Laura. I just... You're focused, early morning.
Yeah.
Get it? I don't have time. I don't have time to go back in there. It's going to take me longer to get to work because of the conditions. I got to go slower. I don't have time. But that can get you screwed.
And selfishly, like, I always clean off the roof of my car because, A, so that doesn't happen to somebody behind me, but also when you hit your brakes and then all of it slides down onto the windshield in front of you, that scares me. That makes me crazy, so I don't want that happening.
This wasn't sliding anyway. Yeah. It's on there.
It's frozen solid until it flies off.
So it's concrete flying off the car.
Yeah, that's what really damages
I like how Laura brings, I wasn't going to talk about this, and then he goes, you're not. She goes, yes, I am. I love that. And when he looked at her, his head went down like he was in battle mode.
The shamed puppy
something. And her head went up, and she's like, oh, yes, I am.
I think I think it's staying there for a while.
Yeah, see, now the roadkill's that guy that will do that on
Keep
purpose.
Keep saying that because
she's going to clean it off for you.
You gonna clean it off for me?
Last week I did clean off all your cars.
And I said thank you for that, by the way. I'm a truck driver, and you will get a ticket if a cop sees snow on the top of your truck. It's like $100 or something like that. They absolutely give out tickets, Kretschy. Roadkill, not surprised at all that you're that guy. Not at all. You are a lazy F.
$500 fine if you do not clear off the roof of your car.
Greg, my daughter got stopped the other day for not having a rear window cleaned up all the way. They will issue you a ticket. It's Jessica's Law. That is right.
Sometimes I'll leave a little.
People chiming in on that.
You don't want to do your windshield all, it's like iced up, but you don't want to wait for the whole thing to get uneiced. So there's that cute little like dome area.
Oh, people have been ticketing for that too. Cops are really trying.
I'm only.
Yes.
I've done that one before.
Remember, we used to drive around and call cars a small car.
Yeah,
everything's fine. You just do a little square. You're perfect. Yeah. You're good to go.
I can't do it. I have to have the whole windshield clear.
I prefer it that way.
At all. You know,
like a cassette.
Yeah, just like VHS size.
DVD, not a cassette. Big enough, the DVD box.
Oh, no, two cassettes.
Okay.
For two eyes.
All right.
Perfect.
All right,
it's like a tank.
There you go. Boy, she was fired up when she walked in the building. And he's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. Whatever, dude.
It's all. You know? It's not my fault.
So snowed. She's mad. Oh, it's fun. It's fun when it goes back and forth between them and doesn't involve me.
I was looking for popcorn. I couldn't find any.
That
Smart Pop was not where I thought it was.
I love it. Usually I'm mixed up in it, but no, today I'm not. That people are sending me the law. Ooh,
Jessica's Law.
Mama Laura's not happy. Creepy Dylan voice. Mama Laura's not happy.